We're starting a little bit of a series on just the wonder of God, and today my subject is just the wonder of God in creation and what He's built. And I wanted to show a quick 2-minute little video just because it's what stirred a lot of thinking in my heart as I watched it. So let's just watch it first and then I'll carry on. The point of that is Genesis history documentary is to ask the question or to challenge what we see and how we've come to different conclusions about it. And so if you go on, you can go watch that documentary on Netflix. It's a good one. But it's, you got one paradigm that looks at the evidence and says, you know, it's deep time. It's billions of years. Everything, the magic wand is time. If you don't quite understand how this came about, just add a few billion years. And then you have the other paradigm that says God created. God made everything that is. And it has a design and it has a purpose. And we're kind of left with this decision. What are we going to choose and what are we going to do about it? And so as we were praying this morning, as we've been singing and worshiping, I just had this thought go through my head, and it's my sermon, but it's, I felt it was like God speaking to me this morning is if you were God, if I was God, this is what I felt the Spirit of God saying to me. If I was God and I wanted to impress my creation, mankind, you who have free will, who have choice, who have minds, who can think, have a spirit and a body and a soul, what would I do to show you some of myself without killing you? Because if God reveals Himself in His full glory and who He is, we're dead. But what would I do? And I was thinking, because I know what pictures I'm putting up here in a minute, is all of creation, with its vastness, with its endlessness, with its beyond our thinking in the size and the scope of everything that God has created, the wonder of it, to just leave little hints like that as to the size of God. And then the other way is to go inward, is to look at us, these bodies, the systems that are in place. And you know, talk to Dr. Brad and his wife, Genevieve. He said, I can't call him doctor. If he doesn't call me pastor, I won't call him doctor. But Brad and Genevieve, they talked about just one system, the spine and the nervous system, and just a lifetime given to that and what that means in a body. But what I would come away with is, what else could God do to impress us? He's left His fingerprints. He's left enough around us to just leave us in wonder and to leave us like in amazement with little clues, with enough that if we see it, if we will open our hearts and open our minds and our spirits, as Romans says in 1:20, if you want to just put that verse up, it says, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made so that people are without excuse. He's left enough clues around for us. I like Colossians 1:16. For in Him, I put Jesus in there, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. This next picture, if you put it up, I'm just going to go quickly through this. We've had a good morning. I remember seeing this way back in the day. It was that picture of Earth hanging in space back in the Apollo days, and we're showing our age, but some of you were born after those pictures were already just out there, you know, the Earth coming up like a Earth rise above the moon, but the first time those kinds of pictures were ever seen. And this guy, he's actually asking that question about aliens, but that's not what I took from that poster when I saw it long, long ago. Was kind of like the Earth hanging in black space with the moonscape under it. And it was, we're either alone or we're not. There's either a God or there isn't. Either is like beyond our minds. Either one challenges us to make a decision about our life, about our value, about our worth, about who we are. Job says this, let's just read the scriptures. But ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. And then put up the next one. Just, it's one of the galaxies, just one. You know, I was going through the websites and I was like, I'm losing my mind trying to, how do you take what God has made and bring it into something focusable, something we can put our hands around? John 1:3 says, through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. Then come to the Milky Way, our neighborhood. This is where we live. And if I had a pointer, I'd go up over there somewhere, our solar system. But you can't make a dot because it would be gigunda. Because that Milky Way is 100,000 light years across. The speed of light is, for the scientists, 186,296 whatever miles per second. So you times that seconds that far by a year, and plus another 100,000 light years. Go to the next one. I think it's the next one. One light year is equal to 9.5 trillion kilometers. So you got 9.5 trillion kilometers, and then you multiply that by 100,000 light years, and that's just across our Milky Way. That's just our neighborhood where we live. I got lost in numbers. I love science. I love physics. I love when we used to study math and physics in high school, and just the sense that it made and the order that was there and how things were put together, and you could measure the distances and rules. And I hated English because I could never figure out what the teachers wanted. You know what I mean? How many can give me an amen there? It's like, I thought I wrote like amazing stuff, and it's like, what is this rubbish? You know, math, you get it right or wrong. It makes sense. Physics works. Chemistry works. English, she's not so good. If you think of the vastness of space, you think of all the things that God created, you think of endlessness. I couldn't find better picture. I mean, there's millions of them. Go online, you can see them, where they just move further and further and further and further out, and we just become, the earth and the solar system we live in just becomes nothing. It's just a piece of dust hanging in the sky, and so on. And that we are on that little ball of dust. And it kind of leaves you with this feeling that we aren't very much, but God is amazing. And it's for His glory and for His purposes. And that comes back to what I started out by saying, what would you do to impress someone with your vastness? Create something that's eternal. Create something that has unlimitlessness, that's endless, that is, what I love is that it messes with the scientists so much that they, every about 6 months I read again, I hear again, well, we didn't quite get all that quite right. That kind of changes how we've seen all of this up until now. And, you know, they still don't come up with real answers, but it's changed their thinking completely because they've discovered something new. And the only question I wrote on here that I wanted to ask is, you know, if you take, and if we could go further out than just one of these galaxies, this is just one of billions, then what's all the black stuff in between? What's all the space in between? Forget the galaxies, forget the stars, forget the stuff that's out there. But what's everything in between? Now let's come back closer to home. Psalm 139:13, for he says, for you created my innermost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Just put up the next picture. I want to just get close to home now. You think of a baby. Put up the next one. Think of the systems in our body. This is where I was talking to Brad. You know, it hit me when they take you through their office and they just explain the spine and the nervous system going through. That's just one system. But just think of what has to happen. Could you just be young at heart here this morning and just imagine with me? Let your minds wander for a moment. Think of the vastness of space, and then come in and think of the amazing creation that you and I are. You are an amazing creation. I'm an amazing creation. We are God's creation. Nothing's by chance. Nothing's by accident. Nothing just happens. God made us who we are. He knit us together. He formed us. He chose us. He, you know, as I was going through this again, I'm wasting my time again, but it's like, I had all these other pictures of eggs and sperms and life, and it's like, it's just too much, it's too wild, it's too crazy to think, you know, 23 male chromosomes joined to 23 female chromosomes inside an egg and a sperm, and they become this whole new creature, and it's all decided what your hair color and your eyes and your sex and everything in that moment when those little things connect. And it's just beyond, it's beyond what we can imagine. Imagine what we can think, what we can fit into our brains. And I love it that scientists can't figure it out. Go to the next one. The human brain is made up of 100 billion neurons and nearly 100 trillion synapses. There is more than 300 times more connections in the brain than there are stars in the Milky Way. Okay, so now you go from the Milky Way, which is nothing in space, which has billions and billions, and you come right down to how God knit you and me together in a womb, puts together a little, sweet little baby, and in that little mind is 100 billion neurons. And this one got me, yeah, one of the 100 billion neurons right there, and the synapsis is that little spark that's going on in between, and there's trillions of those. And what I wrote there is, you can, they can watch them, they can put them on screens, they can see the sparks flying off, you can track how the brain is connecting. But what I liked is, they still don't know what they're saying. They don't know what's going on inside of one of those neurons. And if we could shrink ourselves down like Superman or something, and we could go inside that neuron, you'd find a whole nother universe going on. Think about it. Think about how God made us, how God formed us, how God created us, and this entire universe. And let's keep going. One more. A few more. This one I liked. I didn't know what pictures to put up. You see where my problem is. I could just keep putting pictures. One eyeball. Create one eyeball. Explain to me how one eyeball works. How light and stuff gets into the mind, and then that, those 100 trillion synapses start firing, and even right now as I'm speaking to you, there's things firing going on. You know, some there's a little less firing I can see, but there's a lot of firing going on there, and it's like, that's life is happening. Right before our eyes. In, right amongst between our eyeballs. Keep going. Let's just go through these. Then, what I wanted to get to and end with is, we had all this amazing God showing his wonder and his creation to us by what he's made. What he's made out there and what he's put in us. But it's not enough. We need what theologians call special revelation. It's not enough just to have general. It's not just enough for God to just show himself. And sometimes when you see a sunset, you see the sun, you see pictures, you see some of these amazing things that we have pictures of these days, you just sit back and say, wow, God, you're amazing. You are amazing. And he's put it out there. But then you need more than that. And the next verse says this. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets and in many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son, who he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the universe. I underlined that part. The reason I like that verse is that he's moving from this whole big picture out there to now God is speaking to us. Different times, different ways, different people. God spoke specifically to us. We need special, we need specifics. And we have it in the Word of God. And he's recorded it to us. And he spoke to men and he spoke through different times and different seasons, different people. That's what the verse says. And he showed himself to us. And then just that line at the bottom, it says, and it's just kind of just thrown in there, and he made the universe. It's nothing. You've all heard the joke about the genie in the bottle and the three wishes, and the first one is, I'm mixing up the joke, but he's gonna make a bridge that goes all the way across the world, whatever, and it's okay, that's not bad, but the other one is to understand a woman's mind. He said, okay, let's just make the bridge. It's better when you tell it right, but it gets the point. Just laugh, like the translators used to say in Africa. I don't know what he's saying, but just laugh. It's a joke, and everybody laughs, and then everybody's happy. But you just imagine And he made the universe. So you think God, who made the universe, cannot take care of us? He cannot take care of our circumstances. Can I have the musicians come, please? Because I'm ending. I want us to sing one of those songs about the wonderful, amazing, I think it was your second song. Yeah. I would like us to just end this morning worshiping God for his amazing creation, for what he's done for us. Let me just read one or two more verses. Hebrews, we've just read. Anyhow, that's enough verses. Put up that last screen. So this is where I've been trying to get to. We have this evidence before us. We all have the same evidence. Creation, this creation, the universe that we live in. And then you add to that all these systems in our body and all the miracles that God created. Then you add to that spirit, soul, and mind. And scientists don't have answers. We can't figure this stuff out with reason. We cannot explain everything. We try. We look at the evidence. And that's what I'm trying to get at. Is you and I look at the same evidence this morning. And we've got to come to a conclusion. And I can't come to a conclusion for you. You have to come to your own conclusion. I must make my conclusions. Is God God? Or has all of this just happened? You know, that little video at the beginning, you look at these great canyons and you look at the massive size of those rivers and what was washed out. And then when you realize, oh no, that happened in a few hours actually. Those 600 meter valleys were carved out in a few hours when that glacial lake let go. And sometimes you think, oh, maybe I'm not reading the evidence right. Maybe there's more to it than that. And that's my prayer this morning, is that as we think of God's creation, if we think of what we're part of, how God revealed himself to us in the amazingness of creation, in the amazingness of who we are, body, soul, and spirit, that we can even understand there is a God and think there is a God and worship a God, he's given us that great opportunity. And today, here's your choice. Looking at the same evidence, we're all in the same room, we all are in the same world, we're all in the same universe, we're all in the same moment. And I'm asking you to choose to worship God. I'm asking you to make much of him. That's my message this morning. God of wonders, we make much of him as we worship him, as we celebrate him, as we allow him to be God in our lives. We don't get dumbed down. We don't just allow this world and its foolishness to shrink us down to thinking small thoughts. As we started this morning, we started with, what's your prayer request? What do you need from God? What are you asking God for? What are you believing God for? I'm telling you, when we worship God as God and make much of who he is, he answers prayer. He gives joy in life. He speaks to us. He comes into our circumstances and changes it. And some circumstances in this week have not been good. I know that. And we prayed for some of you this morning. But I know God is God. And I want to worship him as God. Will you stand with me? Let's sing together, Herman, and just be free. And would you just make a decision this morning? Based on all that God has created, I'm going to do this. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to allow him to be God in my life. That's my prayer this morning. Amen.